Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Carl, C-A-R-L, Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Horton as described in my report of 8-6-19. But he is now a 53-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 5-31-17. But he was working on a machine and injured his left shoulder. Apparently he did undergo surgery on it in 2018, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He currently confirms that he has not had any additional injuries. Comma treatment, comma or diagnostic testing for the shoulder or neck. Period. New paragraph. I am in receipt of a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Lipschultz from 2/15/23. Period. He had already received an award on 11/22/21 in the amount of 25% of the left shoulder for orthopedic residuals of partial total secondary to impingement requiring surgical debridement with subacromial decompression and a Section 20 settlement of $25,000. Period. Dr. Lipschultz noted he did undergo cervical spine surgery by Dr. Glimmer in 2016, followed by revision surgery in 2017, but he thinks he had a C3 through C7 multi-level fusion. But he also had an MR arthrogram that showed findings consistent with chronic impingement. Period on 4/11/18, Dr. Lipschultz performed subacromial decompression with resection of the distal clavicle and debridement of the bursal cuff. Pretty had last been evaluated on 11/13/18 with continued sensation of weakness of his arm. Pretty at that time he was actively treating for his low back. Pretty was working. Pretty Dr. Lipschultz had placed him at maximum medical improvement with a permanent restriction. Pretty he was currently taking oxycodone as well as gabapentin. Pretty was status post low back surgery as well as cervical spine surgery. Period. Upon exam, he had restricted cervical range of motion. Pretty complained of altered sensations, a light touch, and a left C8 distribution. Pretty there was weakness of his left deltoid, comma, biceps, comma, and wrist extensors. Pretty had difficulty actively abducting and forward flexing the shoulder more than 100 degrees, but had full passive motion. There was no weakness with resistance to internal or external rotation, and he had a negative impingement sign. Dr. Lipschultz opined the majority of his upper extremity symptoms were actually emanating from the neck. He did not believe the shoulder was the pain generator. His shoulder surgery was a simple decompression and did not have a repair. He concluded Mr. Horton was at maximum medical improvement relative to his left shoulder surgery. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had a muscular physique and somewhat slurred speech. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left shoulder. Period. Left shoulder abduction was 110 degrees, comma, flexion 115 degrees, comma, internal rotation 70 degrees and external rotation 80 degrees. Period independent adduction and extension were full. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level on the left and scratch up to the hip level on the left and the waist level on the right, both of which are suboptimal. Period motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5-5, resisted left elbow flexion and shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5-5. He was mildly tender to palpation at the left shoulder, along its anterior, comma, lateral, comma, and posterior aspects, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive Hawkins, comma, near, comma, and O'Brien's maneuver on the left, which were negative on the right. The rest of that is normal, spine cervical. Inspector revealed the well-healed anterior transverse scar consists with his known surgery. Period active flexion was 40 degrees, comma, extension 25 degrees, comma, rotation right 75 degrees and left to 60 degrees. with side bending bilaterally to 40 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, he was tender in the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. He indicates he's ambidextrous and writes and throws with the right hand. Paired, however, he used his left arm more when growing up. Paired, this likely explains the larger biceps size on the left compared to the right. Paired, impressions. Carl Horton was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Paired, since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement on 11-22-21. Paired, he then reopened his case, seeking additional treatment. Paired, he was evaluated by Dr. Lipschultz on 2-15-23. Paired, he did not believe the petitioner required further treatment regarding his left shoulder. Paired, he thought the main pain generator was the cervical spine that was unrelated to the work incident. Paired, the petitioner confirms he has not had any additional injuries to the left shoulder. Paired, he indicated he did have a stroke on 6-3-23 affecting the right side of his body. Paired, this likely explains his slurred speech. Paired, he is on multiple medications for this, as well as pain and blood pressure. Paired, new paragraph, the current exam. Found he had decreased range of motion by the left shoulder. Paired, he had positive Hawkins near and O'Brien's maneuvers on the left. Paired, he had mildly reduced strength in the left upper extremity. Paired, he did have healed surgical scarring about the neck associated with decreased range of motion. Paired, new paragraph, insert my previous opinion relative to permanency as will be marked. And that is the end.